We are learning Masechet Ksuvos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eid V'dayin Metzdarfin, that if you have over here signed shtar and you have a hempik on it. Now this Gemara will be a big chiddush. This is going to make it even more crazy. This Gemara says that even if you have a kiyum shtaris, you can still tie it to mezuyif. You can still tie it to mezuyif, and you have to be mekayim the kiyum. So what happened over here? So you have over here a shtar with a hempik. So I'm going to do Eid v'dayin mitztarfin. That the Eid says that's my signature, and the dayin says that's my signature. So you certify one signature, and you're certifying one of the dayanim that said that the shtar is good. That's somehow a tziruf. Now just stop right there. So Tosfos speaks out, mashma, the field of shtar kuyim, chashid and shem izayif, maybe made a forgery. So Frank Duran, so what's the whole point of a kiyum shtaris? If you could just say it's forged, what's the whole point of the kiyum shtaris? You have a signature, you can say mezuyah. You have a hempik, you also can say it's that's mezuyah. What's going on here? The Ran asks Kasha. So the Ran answers, you're right. The only point is, it's easier now to mekayim here because you have other Adam here who you can find people who know their signature. That's what the Ran Taka speaks out. You're right. The Ran says, V'kiyim bez lemahani, el de zimnim lemashkech kiyim la'edim, hum ashkech kiyim la'yonim. The whole point is, sometimes you find a kiyim la'yonim. I'm already going to chiddush tomorrow. But the Rav Yehuda Shmuel says, even a bigger chiddush, Eid v'dayim is starfin. Omer Rav Machama, kam ayo shmaitza. What a geshmak of shtickle Torah you're saying. Omer Rav, my mayusa. I don't know what you're talking about. It makes no sense what you're saying. My the kamasid sada, what the aid is saying, look, because Manasseh Dina, what the Dina is saying. The aid is saying, that's my signature, that's like a monash of a star. And the Dain is saying that's the other guy's signature is good. They're not being made on the same thing. My the kamasid sada, loy kamasid Dina. My the kamasid Dina, loy kamasid sada. And here, what's even more, that's Rastler, what's more of a question? Eide yashtar mi idim amonash vishtar. Karabonon, vahadayonim idim befrenos gayim. And what's even more shver is, Lechairov, is that stamazoi, that how does one aid help for the kiyim? There's only one dayin is saying that's my signature, and there's only one dayin. Lechairov, you need more than that. One dayin is not enough of an aidus on a signature. You need two aidim on a signature. So stamazoi is a pella. So it's even bigger pillow. So some of the Ritva has Akasha, and Ritva says, maybe that's part of the Gemara's question. So Eliki also Ramam Varichask Omal, it's a Sisha Lahani Klali, the Kai Yehuda Achibesh Mede Shmuel. Don't listen to his Klalim that Yehuda said, Meshvei the Shmuel. Yehuda was his brother. He said, don't listen to Yehuda's Klalim. It's not true, this Shmuel's thing, Eve Dei Mastafi. It makes no sense. Like the Gemara has Akasha is that they're not being saying Aid is on the same thing. One's Monash of Ashtar, one's on the Aid. And even more, he said that you don't have to aid them on that signature. So what's Pshat? The Gemara says a story about this. Ikla Rav Noi, Yahud, Rav Chiyah Ba'aba, L'mizman Shem Shemi. Rav Noi, the brother of Chiyah Ba'aba, went to buy Shem Shemi. This is a bunch of years later. Ba'am ha'chir ha'ma Shmuel, Eved Dayim Estarfin. He said that Shmuel said this halacha, Eved Dayim Estarfin. Oma ha'meima, kam ha'maya ha'shmaitza. Wow, what a beautiful pshat. Oma Rav Ashi la'meima, Rav Ashi told ha'meima, Mashum de kosa avuch de'imech, because your grandfather through your mother's side, it was said that's a good thing because Ram Bachama was Ash's grandfather, was his mother's father. So because Ram Bachama said that it's a gewaldige thing, at Nami Makasa's law, you're also praising it? Kvar Parcha Rabba, Rabba already slugged up the whole Shtickle Torah. Shmuel is a Shvera Shmuel. So don't praise it, ready or slugged up, ready. Zotim Maravaita. Omrav Safra, Omrav Abba, Omrav Yitzchak, Omrav Shmuel, Barmarta, Omrav Huna, Barmilo, Omrav Huna, Omrav Shloisha, Shayoshvul Kaim is a star. You have here a star that comes from a bezdin, and the loiv is tining that's mezuyif, it's forged. They have to have a kiyum shtaris. Now, there's no other edim coming, but shnayim makirim chasim is the edim. Two of the dayanim recognize the signature of the edim. Ve'echad einu makir, but one of the dayanim is not makir. So what do? So what happens is, these two edim will say edis, in front of the other guy, that it's a good signature. They know both signatures. And he rack a hempik. But he says, don't sign the hempik until he says the edis. Actually, chosmu me'idim mefonov. Before they signed the hempik, then they could say edis. V'choysim. But m'shechosmu, let's say they wrote the hempik first. And then they say, by the way, those are the signatures. Ein me'idim mefonov. You don't sign it then, because that's a lie. Freit the Gemara, forget about signing the hempik. Amika Svinon, do you write the hempik? But Omar HaPapish Vei Rava, Haya Sharta the Dino, which means the hempik, this Kiyum Storis, the Nichtav Mekami, the Nichtvu Sahadi Achsim Esidayu, that's written before the Edim Sereis on the chasima psula. It's possible. Mischazik a shikra. It looks like sheker. So hakanami mischazik a shikra. It also looks like sheker. It looks like sheker. Hakaponim. The you're not allowed to even write it. Elaima actually costs for me in front of a chayisim. It's a cost for me in front of a chayisim. After you write it, you can't anymore say the edus. They have to say it before you even write the hempik. So let's go. Let's recap. What's going on over here? We have three dayanim. They're going to write the hempik. They write. They came in front of us, and it's a true star. Now, we didn't know the chesim is good. Two of the dayanim will say edus. So right away, the kash is like this. They had a two edim say edim in front of one guy. You need a bezin for edus. You need bezin for edus. How do you say two edim? Two edim are saying they recognize the signatures. Don't you need a bezin for edim? To have kabbalas edus, you need a bezin. You can't just have kabbalas edus without a bezin. You have to have kabbalas edus. So that's the question. So the Ran asked this question also. The Ran asked this question, and the Ran says, "V'chitema amrin yilashon the Ran. The heichem ahani hay edus shemidin elu hashtayim fnei hashlishi. The kabbalas edus shloisha bina. Need three. V'hoch lekalecha." Tirata Rajba Zal, looked around, the Rajba answers, the Kim stars the Rabbanon, Afilu Ashnayim, Beshosh V'idim Nasa Dayanim, Mustafa Mashtiji, the Kabbalah Sassim. While they're saying Eidus, they're like the Dayanim, like hearing themselves. So they're called the Dayanim. That's how the Ran learns. The R Shayim will learn, you have to bring two other people to listen to the Eidus. But upon him, they say Eidus in front of the other guy, and like the Ran saying, Dexa Dayanim also. And then they write the Hempik that we were here with Moshe of Tlosa, and we heard that it's a good Chasimus, and we're certifying the star. So that's the Gemara's memory. And Gemara says from this, Shema mino tlas. You see from this thing, from this halacha, three halachas. Number one, Shema mino eid nas adayin. Number one you see is that an eid could become a dayin, which means here, one of the two of the yonim are eidim. So you would think maybe an eid can become a dayin. It's like an agei b'dava. You see from the eid nas adayin. That's number one. Number two, v'shema mino dayonim ha-makirim chasimus yidei eidim eina tzrichan lahoyed v'fneim. The second thing you see is that a dayan that's makir, the chasima of the edim, you don't have to say edus in front of them. Which means these two dayanim are signing it, you don't have to say edus in front of them. They're makir, that's enough. V'shema mino, dayanim she'im makir mechasimis de edim, tzrichin lehev pnei kol echavechad. And you see that if you don't recognize, every dayan has to hear about it. Because you see, you have to say it in front of the other one. Now it's a little bit shy, the last two Shvar Minos, and I was going to ask the Kasha. Mask of Lora of Ashi, Bishlam Eid Nasadayim Shmune. I definitely see from this Sugya Eid Nasadayim, because you see that two of these Eidim who said Eidus, they are becoming the Yonim. But El, the Yonim Amakir Makhsim is the Eidim, ain't Shrik Lahed Befneim, but you're telling me a Dayan who already knows what the signature looks like, you don't have to say Eidus in front of them? What's the Raya? Dilmal Oilam Eimalach. Really, do have to say Eidus in front of them. Shani Hacha, the Kamakayim Hagodah Bechad. You are Mekayim the Hagodah's Eidus because these two Eidim, who are Makir, they're saying Eidus. They're saying Eidus in front of the other guy. And they're doing Hagodah with that guy. And also the third Shema, you know, that the Yonim, that you have to say it in front of every day, and it's not true, because here you have to Mekayim the Hagodah upon him. But and then the third thing, but the Yonim Shema Kirim Chasim is the Eidim, Tzrich Lahab Flek Alakavecha, you have to say Eidus in front of every dying. You don't have to say Eidus in front of every dayin. That's what you have to say in front of the one person. So there were three Shvaminahs over here, and only one of them really stuck. The three Shvaminahs were like this. One is Shvaminah Einas Adayin, so that's klar. The second Shvaminah was that if you makir Chasimus de Eidim, you don't have to say Eidus. It's not true. Here we're saying you do have to say Eidus, because he's saying, you might say you are doing Hagodas Eidus, saying Hagodas Eidus in front of the third guy. And the third Shvamina was that every dayan has to hear the Eidus. So here, it's not a Raya, because here maybe you have to say it in front of the third guy, just to Mekayim the Hagodah. Just to Mekayim the Hagodah, that's what you're doing. It's not a Raya, they have to say it in front of everyone. Zotmar Avayit, Yosef Abba Komal Shmaitza, the Einas Adayin, and he said over the Shmaitza that we hold, Einas Adayin. So Eser Rav Shafel Rav Abba, I'm going to ask you a Kasha. This is Soid of Einas Adayin, I'm going to ask you a Kasha on this Soid of Einas Adayin. It says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Ra'u Shloisha, three Dayanim actually saw the new moon. And the Loch is, you need a Bezdin to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Behem Bezdin, they're a Bezdin, they're Dayanim. So what do you do? Yamdu Shnayim V'yeshivu Mechavrei Metzah Yochid. Two of them stand up, put another two Dayanim next to the Yochid. V'yidu V'fneim. And say, Eidus in front of those three. You say, Eidus in front of three people. V'yoyimru, and they say, Mekudosh HaChodesh, Mekudosh. They say, they make Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, Rashi speaks out, that what's the problem? If three Dayanim see the moon. So right there, make Kiddush HaChodesh right there, because Ein Adoma Shmila Ria, they see it themselves. The Bezin sees it himself. So Rashi answers, because it's at night. And at night, you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. You have to do it by day. Therefore, by day, you have to sit down and do a Eidus. Al Kaponim, what?
Let them do the same thing in the day.
So by day ready, you have to do the Eidus. You have to already do the Eidus ready. And you saw at night, it's not a din. You have to see with the Bezdin.
The next day you don't say in the Mishmilri.
Right, because the Mishmilri means like the Yom. At night they couldn't paskin, so therefore they have to say tomorrow Eidus. And you put two other people with them and they say the Eidus. But Yom Kodesh ain't a Yochanem la Adayatzmai. Vizag da in Asadayin, if it's in Asadayin, Lom Likuliai. Let them to say the Eidus, and then let them make the Kiddush HaChodesh. Let them sit back down. Even if you hold that they have to say Eidus for three people, but let them go back down and let them be the one who has the Kiddush HaChodesh. Why do they have to be the one who, why do they have to have other people do Kiddush HaChodesh? Let them sit back down. Rashi says, let them sit back down. Especially for the Ran, that it could be even considered that they're the Ayonim also. So Stamazai, let them all be the Ayonim and aid this and let them paskin. So it must be. Why can't I do that? Because aid nasadayin. I always had this kasha. This Rav Safra asked the Rav Abba, I said, I had this kasha. I asked it to Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Yitzchak asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna l'chir bar Rav. And l'chir bar Rav asked Rav. V'amalu, and he answered, Hanuch le'edus ha'chodesh d'araisa v'kim staros d'rabbanon. That there's a big difference. Ein nasadayin is only by the Rabbanon, it's not by the Raisa. But kiddush ha'chodesh d'araisa, you don't say ein nasadayin. V'asha'inkin v'kim staros d'rabbanon, you do say eid nasadayin. Al Kaponim, that's what we come out of the Gemara, that in us not only by the Rabbanans and not by the Raisas.